Welcome to Imagine Sundance, the official podcast of the Sundance Mountain Resort, located in the Wasatch Mountains of Utah. And now, here is Chad Linebaugh, General Manager of the Sundance Mountain Resort and host of Imagine Sundance.
What is creativity, and where does it hide within us? Today, we will explore what it means to find one's inner creative self, to allow self-expression through art, as we explore the Sundance Art Studio. Megan Ayu will walk us through the gallery and our one-of-a-kind workshops, where guests can try their hand at drawing, painting, jewelry making, pottery, even watch glass blowing, and our soap making. In short, you're going to learn from artisans as to how it feels to express oneself through art. It's sort of our Zen lodge with hammers and blowtorches. Megan, describe the Sundance Art Gallery to our listeners.
When visiting the Sundance Art Studio, guests can expect to see a fairly small gallery area designed with a very rustic, woodsy feel. The walls are clad in restored or repurposed materials for the most part, so reclaimed woods of sorts, and has a very warm feel to it. It's lit by our front window, which catches the light and plays off the glassware that's displayed in the window. We also feature artwork in the gallery by local artists, including our instructors for our classes here. The artwork, for the most part, is related to natural scenes. Yeah, the artwork that we carry here is for sale to guests entering the art gallery. Adjacent to the gallery area is our working studio space, where we offer workshops for guests to come and enjoy their little two-hour classes where you can come and explore your creativity. Yeah, the classes are offered daily, year-round, at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. They are 2 hours long and are taught by professional artists from the local area here.
What kinds of classes are offered here?
The classes that we offer here are painting, drawing, photography, silversmithing, pottery, and printmaking classes. If you were to take, for instance, a pottery class, you would come check in at the desk here, and then as we get you started, you have an opportunity to learn from a professional potter how to throw a pot on a wheel. In the class time, there generally is time for you to make 2 to 3 pieces. You paint your own underglaze on the pot itself, so you do have a chance to glaze the pot. And then after it's dry, we will fire it for you, put a clear glaze over the top, and then if you're not local, we can ship it out to you.
So what sets the Sundance Art Studio apart from other galleries at other resorts?
Well, I think the biggest thing that sets us apart here in the art gallery at Sundance is, well, first of all, probably our incorporation of just nature. The artwork that we feature is inspired by our surroundings here for the most part. A lot of it is actually done with reclaimed materials because of kind of our commitment to the environment here at Sundance. We seek out artists who use reclaimed materials in their artwork as well. But then our working art studio, I think, is very unique here in the gallery here. Most places that have galleries, I think, don't probably have working studios where you can have a chance to get your hands dirty and try it yourself. So the reason that we have the art studio here at the resort is to allow people who are visiting this area to have an opportunity to engage in these creative activities that really send home the idea of exploring nature and your artistic side here. What better way to take a piece of Sundance home with you than to go outside and paint a painting in these beautiful surroundings and then take it home with you? Or learn to use your camera to accurately capture those moments that you have experienced here. One of the reasons that the art studio classes here are so important and such a kind of crucial part of our resort experience here is because trying a new medium, for example, can very easily strengthen your ability in another. The one informs the other, and the opportunity to explore something new can sometimes help you to resolve something that you may be struggling with in a different area. Throughout Sundance and the Sundance experience, we offer opportunities to explore art in a variety of different venues, from music to theater to film, and then to our more traditional visual art program here in the studio.
So what do you see exactly from those who do something for their very first time? How rewarding is that for you to watch?
I love to see people come in who have never tried a medium that they're playing with here in the class. It can be frustrating for them sometimes, but most of the time they're able to work through that and have a really great experience developing a new skill, exploring something that they've never tried before. That's really what it's all about, is that opportunity to find what you love, because you'll never know if you love it if you don't try it.
So Megan, what is the purpose behind creating?
The purpose behind creating, I think, is a little bit individual. For me personally, it's a way that I can process my experiences. So almost sort of like a soliloquy. It's a way of talking through in a visual and tactile way the things that I'm thinking about and being able to process ideas and express them. It's very much an expression of how we're feeling and how we experience the world.
Is that important to our human experience?
Critical. That's what makes us different from the rest of the animal kingdom, is our ability to create.
And do you find that that is, would someone who is working in the grind, stuck in the rut of life, thinking they do not have anything creative in life, how does that person fit in?
There are a lot of people who feel like that they are not creative people. Maybe that's not what they do for a living. Maybe it's not a hobby that they have. But it's in all of us. We all have that creativity in us. It's a matter of finding that medium or that venue that works for you. That thing that you love enough that you're willing to put in the hours to become good at.
And so what you are doing here is much more than a little add-on experience on a vacation. What you're doing here is helping people get down to a basic human behavior need.
So maybe he got it from her.
It's my first time hammering silver or anything.
Tony Ann Bascanera, New York. Oh, I love it. Well, this is my second day here. I am making a cuff, a silver cuff with a turquoise stone. I love turquoise and I love hammered metal. So I figured I would try to do it myself and see how it comes out. I'm making something like that bracelet, but way nicer. Okay. Because it's mine, of course. Right. So my design ideas. I selected the stone. There's three different sizes, and you could pick different colors and sizes and do a ring or a cuff or really whatever you want to do. I selected a turquoise stone because I love the colors. So in order to make the bracelet part, you have to put the piece of silver on an anvil and beat it up with a hammer, which is a lot of fun. The next process after hammering is you file the edges so that the edges aren't sharp. And that's where I'm at right now.
It heats things up a lot. Silver is one of the most conductive metals we know about. And so my thumb's already starting to burn.
Can I feel how hot that is?
Be careful on the tip.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of times I'll put on gloves, but it's good now. It also, the coolness, so feel how soft it is compared to what it was.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
We'll do this side, too, and then these edges to make it a little bit more comfortable, and then it'll be time to bend it into the bracelet shape, which is really neat. There's a cuff tool here at Sundance that I've never seen anywhere else, and it is so slick.
My name's Kathy. I'm from Gardnerville, Nevada. It's the downside of Lake Tahoe. I'm making like a stacked ring, so a small banded ring with a small stone and bezel. So I'm doing some bezeling techniques. Well, I've done a little bit of jewelry making, and I need to hone up on soldering small wire so I don't burn it up. I selected a very tiny little lapis lazuli button. It's pretty darn cute. So far, I've learned how to restrike the torch, form a bezel to a very small cabochon, which is what that flat back stone is called. I've used bezel wire to make the bezel and solder that together and soldered it onto a base. And now I'm just sort of sizing because I'm making a ring for myself. So like a little narrow based stacked ring. So I'm just going to size it to figure out how to wrap my wire on the ring mandrel. So I'm not sure if he's going to have me separate all three of them or if we're going to do like a three wrap together. I'm not sure at this point. We'll see what he's got in mind for me. I don't know. It's just fun. I mean, I started out with beadwork and did a lot of polymer clay stuff and then started working with some silversmithing techniques. And it's actually nice to combine all of those things. So that's what I'm looking to do.
I love my job. I can't think of any place that I would rather be. And after being here for as long as I have now, when I get out of my car up here, I feel like I can breathe. The niche that we fill here in the art studio is very fun experience, and we enjoy it and we have a good time. But it goes a lot deeper than that. What we're doing here is allowing you to find an outlet for that creativity, a way to express your experience, and a way to take that little piece of what you've felt here in this beautiful surroundings away with you and recreate it when you're gone.
This has been another podcast of Imagine Sundance, originating from the Sundance Mountain Resort in the beautiful Wasatch Mountains of Utah. Join us again next time for another episode with host Chad Linebaugh. Thanks for listening.